we're here now with three teens from the Madison-Chatham Coalition Teen Task Force, and we ended each of our interviews with our panelists asking about how they suggested parents could get a conversation around drugs and alcohol started with their teens. So we wanted to ask our teen panelists the same exact question. So guys, from your perspective, what would be helpful for you as a teen when a parent tried to start this conversation with you about drugs and alcohol? What would help make the conversation more comfortable? What tips do you have for parents?
Definitely start small. Ask about if they know anybody that does it or if their friends do it. Ask about if they know what the impacts are. Don't lecture them. That's definitely the biggest thing is, you know, the last thing we want is to be lectured about the dangers that we're educated on a pretty monthly basis, almost daily. But definitely ask them questions and don't, you know, lecture.
One of the things that made the conversation with my parents so easy is that they were so down to earth and relatable. They told me a story about when they were in their youth, and I was able to connect that to my youth. And I felt that that was a lot easier and a better gateway into the conversation instead of just a boring old lecture.
And as a teen, if you're involved in something that you shouldn't be doing and your parents confront you about it or asking you very low-key, you should be honest with them. They're there to help you and get you the support that you need if it's needed. And you're just there to be honest, talk to them, communicate with them, and it's just going to make you and your parents feel so much better.
So guys, it sounds like you're saying be relatable, you know, share some facts about when they were your age. Don't lecture, because nobody wants to be lectured to. And then also just being honest about your experiences. I want to ask you guys about consequences associated with substance use. Do you think the consequences are effective? Do you think that there should be consequences associated with, you know, if you go out over the weekend and you partake in a risky behavior, what do you think effective consequences are that parents should be giving to teens?
I'd say just kind of a blanket grounding is probably maybe not the best idea, because if you just, you know, give your child a blanket ground and just say your phone's mine for the next 2 weeks, and in 2 weeks you just give it back to them, you know, the same kind of behavior is still going to probably go on. You're going to need to make sure that you have their trust and make sure that they have learned their lesson and that it's not going to happen again.
Well, also the parents should focus on building up the troubled kid instead of pushing them down with punishments. Obviously, you shouldn't just slap them on the wrist and let them do it again. They should know that there will be consequences, but maybe don't stress the harshness of the consequences in the beginning. Maybe more like if they admit that they have a problem, maybe get them the help that they need, whether that's through therapy or counseling, instead of grounding them and taking away their phones, and that will just cause them to do it all over again in the future.
So many of our professional panelists actually said the exact same thing. It's maybe more about learning why the teen is choosing to use a substance and getting down to the root of that cause, because that's most likely covering up another issue that needs to be discussed and learned more about.
Like you said, the parents should just be more understanding of the kid's situation. And if they were at a party and they obviously didn't feel comfortable and they just wanted to get out of there and they called their parents and the parents came to pick them up, obviously the next day there should be a conversation between the parent and the kid. But I think that the parents should also be happy that the kid actually communicated with them and called them up to ask, come pick me up, I'm not comfortable here. They should be happy that they actually decided that they wanted to come home.
What are the differences between your youth, like what you're experiencing right now, the stress, the anxiety, the substance use amongst your age group as opposed to your parents? So when they were your age, the stress and anxiety that they might have faced, accessibility, substance use. Can you guys talk about what you think the differences might be and how it might be difficult to relate?
I think it's just a completely different time right now. I'll see kids in as early as middle school and their early high school years taking part in vaping or alcohol use or drug use, and I feel like decades ago it was so much different, where people wouldn't start partaking in those activities until they're like junior or senior years of high school, if not college. And it's just become so much more accessible and easy for young kids to get their hands on these products. that there should be different laws or age restrictions implemented, or it should be much more harder for kids to get them. And for kids who can't get them, they're having their parents go out and buy them for them. So parents really need to know all the dangers and all the information about these products that make them dangerous to kids who are very young, and just know that it's not okay to be buying them stuff or letting them do it.
I think that there are a lot of differences, but I think there's also one key similarity, and that's 40 years ago, 50 years ago, it was cigarettes that was projected to be cool, and everybody was smoking cigarettes in order to look cool, and now it's vaping. And we're going kind of through the same cycle again, where like maybe in 20 years, people are going to start getting terrible diseases because of vaping, and it's the same cycle all over again. But now, like, we actually have the technology to like spread awareness. So I think that, yeah, there are a lot of differences, but there's also one critical similarity that people are just ignoring.
And I think another thing is ease of access for kids our age, because I know I've heard stories of kids that walk home after school and they go to CVS, they'll buy a Visa gift card, and they'll go to one of these sites, lie about their age, you know, create fake email addresses, and they'll order it to their house, and both their parents work, so they don't have to worry about their parents, and they can just get it delivered to their doorstep.
You guys are getting a lot of education, right, in school. You're going to assemblies, you're having speakers come in, you have this included in your health curriculum about vaping and about alcohol use and other drug use. Do you think that your parents are, or adults in general, not just your parents, but do you think that adults are as knowledgeable as you guys are about all of these different topics? And if not, how do you think that we can bridge that information gap?
There's definitely an huge information gap. I mean, we're constantly educated about this stuff, constantly reminded. I just got an email today, reminding students to reach out to their counselors to talk about, you know, vaping. And I think the best way to get it to parents is to, you know, just reach out to them more often and make it more convenient for them to get information about this, like an email, just a quick video, you know, something, you know, people aren't going to be inconvenienced by, but still be able to learn.
Yeah, I'm fortunate enough to have my mom work in a school district, so she is knowledgeable about all these facts. And I think that Dennis was brought up a good point about spreading awareness within the parents with videos and facts. I think the parents also need to do like their own research before like talking to their kids, so they also seem to have like a sense of knowledge.
Yeah, in our school, we're constantly learning about the dangers of vaping and substance abuse. And a couple of weeks ago, we actually stopped class during a specific period, and everyone watched a video that a teacher in our school made with certain news articles and facts about vaping, and it was really interesting to watch. But there were those kids who actually partake in it, and they weren't taking it seriously. They were watching it, and they were just laughing it off or just not even paying attention. And I think some of it can also go to parents as well, where there's these assemblies or like news articles to read that are being sent out to parents, but they just don't have the time or even care to read or learn about it because they might want to be like the cool parents for their kids who also host parties and all that stuff and buy them stuff. But really, they have to know all the facts, all the dangers, that it's not right, it's not good for their kids, and they should really be doing more to learn all the dangers of it.
Thank you for listening to Night of Conversation, a prevention podcast.
We hope that parents and teens listen to the information presented tonight and that you could incorporate it into your daily conversations.
I'm Ben.
I'm Casey.
And I'm Dennis, and we're members of the Teen Task Force.
If you feel passionate or interested in any of the topics discussed here tonight, feel free to visit www.MadisonChathamCoalition.org for further information and look into joining the Madison-Chatham Coalition's Teen Task Force to help spread awareness.
Thank you for joining us, and have a good night.